This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. My friends, today we live in a world where sometimes we feel overwhelmed by global events, by local events, by politics, by all kinds of forces which seem to be far too strong for us to fight against. We want peace, we want harmony, we want mutual compassion, we want people to live together, focusing on the really important things, which is our own physical, mental, spiritual well-being. But the world seems to be going in a completely opposite direction. And many times we feel as if we have lost control. We feel we never had any control. And we don't know what to do. So I want to share with you my motto in life and tell you two stories. Those of you who have been listening to me over the years have heard both these stories. But it's a good thing for some things to be repeated and for us to be reminded and for us to remind ourselves. First, my motto. My motto in life is, I will not allow what is not in my control to prevent me from doing what is in my control. I will not allow what is not in my control to prevent me from doing what is in my control. So story one. It's a teaching story. And the story is that there was a little fishing village. And the people of this village used to dive for pearls. Now in this village was a young woman who lived with her mother. And they had no one else in the world. This young woman used to dive for pearls. And her mother was very old and she was blind. So every day after she came up with her from her dive, the young woman would bring the pearls home and she would sort them out. And what she considered to be the best of the pearls, one or two of those, she would keep them in a bag, separate from the others, and keep that bag safely in a place which her mother knew. She told her mother, here's the bag. The other pearls, every month there was a pearl dealer who would come to the village, and all the pearl divers would give their pearls to the dealer who would pay them for it. And this is how they lived their lives. Now one day this young woman went for her dive and she got attacked by a shark and she was killed. When they came and told the mother was absolutely devastated because not only had she lost her daughter who she loved very much, but she had also lost her only means of livelihood. But those who live have to live. So, after a few days, it so happened that it was the time for the visit of the pearl merchant, the pearl trader. So, the mother remembered that her daughter used to keep pearls in a particular bag, in a particular place. So, she took that bag and she went to the dealer. And the dealer knew the story because, you know, these things spread in the village very fast. And she gave the bag to the dealer. The dealer laid out the pearls, poured out the pearls from the bag, laid them out to assess their value. And he noticed that there was among those pearls a black pearl. Now, as I'm sure you must have heard, the value of a black pearl is many times that of a regular pearl. So this dealer gave the old woman full value for all the pearls, including the black pearl. The old woman went and left. The dealer had an assistant, a young man. And the young man said to the dealer, he said, tell me, why did you do this? The dealer says, what? He says, why did you give the old woman full value for all the pearls, including the black pearl, which was several times the value of the regular pearl? Because the assistant said that, I'm not saying you should have robbed her. I'm saying that you could have given her the value of a regular good pearl in exchange for the black pearl. You did not need to give her the actual value of the black pearl, which is several times the value of the normal pearl. And he said, she didn't even know it was there. Because if she knew, if she had known that there was a black pearl, she would have mentioned that. She would have said, look, here are the pearls and there is a black pearl in this. She didn't know that. She didn't know that and she is blind. The dealer looked at the man and at his assistant. He said, you know, you're right. She is blind, but I am not. She is blind, but I am not. So why must you and I continue to work when the whole world seems to be blind to the injustices that are happening? Because the world may be blind, but we are not. And so I ask myself, if not me, then who? My second story is a true story, narrated by Lauren Isley, the poet and the writer. And Lauren Isley says that he was in a beach resort, and every morning he used to go for a walk on the beach. And one night there was a tremendous storm. And the next morning when Lauren Isley came out of his villa to go for a walk on the beach, he saw the beach was littered with debris from the sea thrown up by the storm of the previous night. He said as he walked along, he saw in the distance somebody who seemed to be doing some kind of a dance, you know, bending down and touching the sand and standing up and making a throwing sort of motion. As he came close, he found that it was actually a little boy who was bending down and picking up things from the sand and throwing them into the sea. As Lauren Isley got close to him, he saw that this little boy was picking up starfish, which had been thrown out on the beach in the night, and he was throwing the starfish into the sea. Lauren Isley looked around himself and he saw there were literally thousands of starfish on that whole beach. So he said to the boy, he said, tell me, why are you doing this? Now the boy had a starfish in his hand. He said, because these cannot move on the sand, and if I don't throw it into the sea, it will die. When the sun comes out, sun gets hot, it will die. So I'm throwing it into the sea. Lauren Isley laughed. And he said, just look at this beach. He said, can you even count the number of starfish which are on this beach? The boy said, no. Lauren Isley said, look, how many beaches, how many thousands of square miles of beach are there in the world? The boy said, I don't know. He says, all those beaches at some point in the year, many times in the year, they experience storms in those areas, and those beaches are littered with thousands upon thousands, maybe millions of starfish. Have you any idea how much that is? The boy says, no. So Lord Isley says, then what difference will it make? You are one little kid here. What difference does it make? Why are you doing this? The little kid looked at the starfish in his hand. He looked at Lauren Isley. He threw the starfish into the sea and he said it made a difference to that one. It made a difference to that one. Lauren Isley says, I walked away. He said, I walked for a while. And then I turned around and I came back to the boy. And he said, that boy and I threw starfish into the sea for a long time. And that's why I say, I will not allow what is not in my control to prevent me from doing what is in my control. It is not in my control to stop the storms. It is not in my control to throw every starfish that is beached back into the ocean. But it is in my control to pick up that one starfish which I can pick up and throw that one starfish into the sea and know with complete and total certainty that I made a difference to that starfish, which is the difference between life and death. And there is nothing more powerful than the difference between life and death. So my encouragement to you, I applaud and I stand with and I support all those people in the world who stand for good, who stand against oppression, who want humanity to live like human beings, who want to alleviate suffering, who want to help those in need, and who want to stop the oppression of those who oppress. I remind myself and you, do not allow what is not in your control to prevent you from doing what is in your control. Thank you.